Earth Science, 8th grade. Friday, April 17th. Rocks are a symbol for everything solid and steady and unchanging. If someone is reliable, they are rock solid or rock steady. If you compare something to a rock, you mean you can rely on it to never change, but always stay the same. The truth is, however, that rocks do change. All rocks on Earth change as a result of natural processes that take place continuously. These changes usually happen very slowly. They may even happen below Earth's surface so that we do not notice the changes. The physical and chemical properties of rocks are constantly changing in a natural, never-ending cycle called the rock cycle. The rock cycle describes how each of the main types of rocks is formed and explains how rocks change within the cycle. A rock is a naturally formed, non-living earth material. Rocks are made of collections of mineral grains that are held together in a firm, solid mass. Page 16. This rock contains several different minerals, as shown by the different colors and textures found in the rock. The individual mineral grains that make up a rock may be so tiny that you can only see them with a microscope, or they may be as big as your fingernail. Each rock has a unique set of minerals that make it up, and rocks are usually identified by the minerals observed in them. Because different minerals form under different environmental conditions, the minerals in a rock contain clues about the conditions, like temperature, that were present when the rock formed. Rocks can also be described by their texture, which is a description of the size, shape, and arrangement of mineral grains. Rocks may be small pebbles less than a centimeter, or they may be massive boulders that are meters wide. Smaller rocks form when larger rocks are broken apart and worn down. Three main categories of rocks. Rocks are classified according to how they are formed. The three main kinds of rocks are, number one, igneous rocks. They form when magma, molten rock inside the earth, or lava, molten rock that has erupted onto the surface of Earth, cools either at or below Earth's surface. Page 17. This flowing lava is an example of molten mineral material. It will harden into an igneous rock. Number 2. Sedimentary rocks. Sedimentary rocks form by the compaction of sediments, like gravel, sand, silt, or clay. Sediments may include fragments of other rocks that have been worn down into small pieces, materials made by a living organism or organic materials, or chemical precipitates, which are the solid materials left behind after a liquid evaporates. For example, if a glass of salt water is left in the sun, the water will eventually evaporate, but salt crystals will remain behind as precipitates in the bottom of the glass. This sandstone is an example of a sedimentary rock. It formed when many small pieces of sand were cemented together to form a rock. Number 3. Metamorphic rocks. Metamorphic rocks form when an existing rock, of any type, is changed by heat or pressure within the earth, so that the minerals undergo some kind of change or metamorphosis. Page 18. This quartzite is an example of metamorphic rock. It formed when sandstone was changed by heat and pressure within the earth. Rocks can be changed from one type to another in a process known as the rock cycle. The image below shows the rock cycle and how the three main rock types are related to each other. The arrows within the circle show how one type of rock may change to rock of another type. For example, Igneous rock may break down into small pieces of sediment and become sedimentary rock, or it may be buried within the earth and become metamorphic rock, or it may change back to molten material and recool into a new igneous rock. There is not a single set path that any rock must take through the rock cycle. An igneous rock could become a metamorphic rock or become a sedimentary rock, and a sedimentary rock could become a metamorphic rock or an igneous rock, etc. You can see these changes in the example below. Page 19. The rock cycle. Any type of rock can undergo changes and become any new type of rock. Several processes are involved in the rock cycle that make this possible. The key processes of the rock cycle are crystallization, erosion, and sedimentation, and metamorphism. Let's take a closer look at each of these. Crystallization. Crystallization occurs when molten material hardens into a rock. An existing rock may be buried deep within the earth, melt into magma, and then crystallize into an igneous rock. The rock may then be brought to Earth's surface by natural movements of the earth. Crystallization can occur either underground when magma cools or on the Earth's surface when lava hardens. Erosion and sedimentation. Pieces of rock at Earth's surface are constantly worn down into smaller and smaller pieces. The impacts of running water, gravity, ice, plants, and animals all act to wear down rocks over time. The small fragments of rock produced are called sediments. Running water and wind transport these sediments from one place to another. They are eventually deposited or dropped somewhere. This process is called erosion and sedimentation. The accumulated sediment may become compacted and cemented together into a sedimentary rock. This whole process of eroding rocks, transporting and depositing them, and then forming a sedimentary rock can take hundreds or thousands of years. Metamorphism. Sometimes an existing rock is exposed to extreme heat and pressure deep within the earth. Metamorphism happens if the rock does not completely melt, but still changes as a result of the extreme heat and pressure. A metamorphic rock may have a new mineral composition and/or texture. Note that the rock cycle really has no beginning and no end. Therefore, it's a never-ending cycle. The concept of the rock cycle was first developed by James Hutton, an 18th-century scientist often called the father of geology. Hutton spoke of the cyclic nature of rock formation and other geologic processes and said that they have, quote, no sign of a beginning and no prospect of an end. The processes involved in the rock cycle take place over hundreds or even thousands of years. And so, in our lifetime, rocks appear to be fairly rock solid and unchanging. However, a study of the rock cycle shows us that change is always taking place. Terms. Deposited. Put down or dropped by water or wind onto the ground. Mineral. Naturally occurring solid that has a definite crystal structure. Molten. Something that is melted. Organic. Having to do with living things. Precipitates. Solid substance that separates out of a liquid. A solid substance that was once dissolved in a liquid and gets left behind when the liquid evaporates. Sediments. Small particles of soil or rock deposited by wind or water. This concludes the material for Friday, April 17th.